Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Let's Talk Smoke right here with Chris Chadwick, your host. I am fired up tonight, ready and willing to do a big show tonight. I just love doing this show. It is always a lot of fun. There's always quite a bit of information on here. There's something you're going to learn every time you call in, every time you listen in. We've got something going on. I'm excited to be here. I love doing this show. I just want to thank everybody that tunes in weekly. I mean, man, we've got listeners from all over the country. They are blowing the board up. It is on fire. I just cannot believe everybody's listening to this show like this. And I'm so humbled by that. I just really appreciate it. And that's why I always encourage everybody to call in. If you're calling in, listening in, hey, I appreciate it tremendously. I want you to call in, bring something new to the show. Give us new ideas. Tell us about new events all over the country. It does not matter. All over the world. We've got worldwide listeners. Hey, call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Man, if I had a Mountain Dew right now, baby, I would be all jacked up on it. Let me tell you, I'm excited, and I just love doing this, and we just have a great time. And it's always something new happening in the barbecue world. Let me tell you, you know, from sponsors to events to huge money payouts to small comps, it does not matter. Something is happening every day. We're talking barbecue every day of the week, 7 days a week, every day of the month, every month of the year. We've got barbecue on the brain, let me tell you. And it's not a bad thing. You know, sometimes a wife might say it's enough. You know, then that's when you go into the other room and start talking barbecue. You feel what I'm talking about. I know we're going to have a dynamite show tonight. I'm just excited about it. You know, we always have some totally awesome pitmasters calling in, whether it's from Tennessee, Missouri, Alabama, Kentucky, Texas, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Georgia, Florida. It does not matter. Man, we all talk the same. We talk barbecue. That's our one main thing that we love to talk. When we get together, we have awesome time. And that's just what it's all about right here. This show is all about you and the barbecue. That's what it is. That's what I've said many times before. That's what I'll say many times in the future. The show that's all about you and the Q, baby. That's right. Right here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. Let's let the smoke roll. I'm excited. All right. We want to start off by thanking all of our sponsors. You know, without sponsors, you guys, you know as well as I do how hard it is to do these barbecue competitions, to do anything involved with cooking, especially competing without some help. Regardless where it comes from, you know, if it's from our yard sale, if it's from our side job, if it's from mowing, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about. Sponsors help out tremendously. That's why you want to think about everything we say about sponsors. Thank them. I'm telling you. Whether they are sponsoring your team or not. You know, I'm constantly on the sponsor quest. Before we go any further, I do want to thank all my sponsors. Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Daryl Mast, a terrific guy. He has got an awesome website, barbecuesuperstars.com. If you're not a part of his Barbecue Superstars family, you need to become one. He has memberships. He has live. He shoots competitions live now, live via the internet, over the web. He has got some dynamite video equipment now. He's doing some awesome productions, some barbecue productions. I mean, he does whole comps. He does cook classes. He is doing all kind of stuff. He's really setting the bar to the next level on this video as far as Barbecue Superstars is concerned. I mean, it's the barbecuesuperstars.com network. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Get a month subscription. I mean, once you get 1 month, it's on. I mean, you're going to say what you're doing. Don't go to McDonald's one day. Hey, what am I talking about? Don't go to the local barbecue joint. One day a week, one day a month, whatever. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com and get a subscription right now. $10 a month introductory offer. I know we will be down in Memphis in May. We will be in the smoke, right in the middle of it. Electric atmosphere. I mean, it's going to be electrifying. Let me tell you, the smoke is going to be rolling down in Memphis in May. Next month, we're going to be doing interviews. We're going to be hanging out with cook teams. We're going to be shooting a lot of live feed. It's all going to be live. So you need to get on barbecuesuperstars.com right now and subscribe. I'm telling you, you will not be sorry. Also, I want to thank Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. If you've never tried Blues Hog, it's time to try it. That is the meat. That is the sauce that sticks to your bones, let me tell you. It sticks to your meat, to your bones, to your tongue, to your hands. Let me tell you, it is some dynamite stuff. It's finger-licking good. You need to try it if you never have Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. They've got three different sauces, the original, the Tennessee Red, and the Smoky Mountain. I'm telling you. Get you a jar, try one jar. Once you try one, you're hooked, you're in. It's going to be a positive dynamite addition to any barbecue cook team. Let's face it, most of them are already using it right now. If you haven't tried it, you need to go get you some and do it because you will not be sorry. You will see your score jump up. You will hear your name being called more. Let me tell you, it's on. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Check it out. Pick a jar up in the local grocery. If you can't find it, get in touch with me. I can get you somewhere that you can. Try it out. He's got a dynamite rub also. We also want to thank Maverick Industries, MaverickHouseware.com. They have some dynamite barbecue accessories. Let me tell you, I know they hooked me up with some dynamite equipment. I'm using a Stomps Classic. I've got a dual probe meter. Put in that Stomps, it's wireless remote, put it on my belt, go around, shoot the bull with all the other cooks at the comp. I know where my pit's at, I know where my meat's at as far as temp. You need to try it. It's a dynamite piece. Let me tell you what model number it is because this is the one that you definitely want. It is an awesome piece. It's the Maverick ET-732. That is a dual-lead wireless barbecue thermometer set. It's an awesome piece. They've also got a quick temp pen. It's awesome, especially at night. It's got a huge backlit display. It's wide backlit. You will see it any time of day or night. The sun will not wash it out. The night will not wash it out. I'm telling you, you will read anything you want to read. This piece is awesome. I've had several of my competitors pick this piece up. They were using the other barbecue tins. Now they're using the Maverick Pro Temp PT100 BBQ. It is an awesome piece. Let me tell you, pick one up. You will not be sorry. Go to Maverick.com, MaverickHousewares.com. You will not be sorry. Another one of my sponsors, Grill Grates. Grill Grate is awesome piece. This year, the Tennessee Barbecue Association is putting on several different comps in different areas. We have a ribeye steak category with this Grill Grate. Let me tell you, it's the perfect thing to use. It will mark this meat to perfection, cook it to perfection. It's an awesome product. GrillGrate.com. Check it out. Get one now. It's that awesome. Also, MeatRake, MeatRake.com. They have got an awesome little tool. It's handy. You can use it virtually for anything. It will shred a butt in no time. You can pull, it saves your hand. It saves them hands from burning up. MeatRake.com. Go to my Facebook page, Chris Chadwick. You can see a video demonstration of it. I mean, there's many uses. Just go check it out. I guarantee you'll love it. They're very inexpensive. They're a dynamite product. Check it out, MeatRake.com. That being said, I'm so blessed to have an awesome group of sponsors right now. I do have some others in the works, and I will be bringing you new information on sponsors. We always talk sponsors. Like I say, we always want to thank everybody that sponsors a team. You know, without these sponsors, these teams would not get to go compete near as much, I'm telling you. And you just want to tell them thank you. Whether they sponsor you or another team, I still appreciate it. You're helping out the barbecue world. You're helping out the teams. You're making your positive influence. It is just what it's all about. I really greatly appreciate all the sponsors out there. Like I say, just go tell them thank you and just keep on keeping on. You know, everybody does a little. You know what that is? That's a lot. So thank all the sponsors. I thank all my sponsors, and I'll bring them up again during the show. I just appreciate them tremendously. We do have a caller in queue. The number to call tonight is the same number we call every week. It's 347-202-0263. That's 347-202-0263. Pick up the phone, dial that number, call in. I will get you on. I want to hear new ideas. I want to hear some barbecue talk. I know, I mean, this is just the beginning of the show. Hey, we're already in it 15 minutes. It seems like we just got on. I can talk all night about barbecue, sponsors, products, events. You know, we can just talk all the time. We're going to talk to you tonight now, I'm telling you. Let me cue this caller in and see who we have here. Welcome them to the show. Caller 731-415, welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, this is David.
Hey, David. How's it going tonight? Good. How are you doing?
All right. Let me ask you something, partner. You know, I know how to use wood to cook with, but let me ask you something about if I wanted to cook a full-size tenderloin on a barbecue grill with charcoal, how would I do it?
Well, partner, let me tell you. Guys, let me tell you who this is that has called in tonight. I am honored to have him on the line. It is a dear friend. I did not recognize that number. This is my cat daddy right here. This is the main man. He is a shoulder-cooking main machine, David Catt. Welcome to the show.
Thanks,
glad
bro.
To have you. Well, let's see. We're talking a big old pork loin, 15, 18 pounds, and you want to cook it on a charcoal pit, right?
Right. Charcoal to me is just—it's just so hot. I can't control it like I can,
you know,
wood.
You're right. And with that charcoal, it really depends on the size grill you're going to try to fire it up on. But on that charcoal, you can always add too. But if you start with too much, you've got too hot a fire, then you're going to char the outside, and then you might as well hang it up. What you do is you're going to have to offset cook it. Whether you have an offset box or not, what you need to do is put your charcoal on one side of the pit, get you a deflector. And what I mean by deflector, you're going to have to just kind of modify inside down there where your charcoal is, fire to one side and divert that heat.
Right.
That's the key. That is the key. And on a whole loin, the best way to do it, you're going to have to cook it low and slow. And I would say around 225. And what you do, you know, you're a slab wood cooker, and you love to cook with slabs. I do too. That's how we started.
Right.
And you know, we go to the big show and we take a damn load of slabs with us, and we're cooking on. we're lighting a fire. We kicking that tire. We lighting the fire. We are letting the smoke roll. I'm telling you.
That's right.
You know,
folks is laughing at us.
We're smoking them out there over there with them $10,000, $12,000 to $15,000 pits, and they're just burning clean. And we're rolling some smoke out of the back of that bad boy, and we're smoking them. And we're gonna do it until we can't do it no more. We're gonna let the smoke roll. But really, on that loin, you want to use a good dry rub on that loin.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You definitely want to rubber down, and that's where you need to come try some of the new Let the Smoke Roll rub. That's where that comes into play. It has the right amount of salt, it has the right amount of heat, and it's got the right amount of sweet. You know, that's the key. That's what everybody's wanting: the sweet, the heat, and the saltiness. And this whole rub's pretty spot on.
Right.
You want to rub that down. You want to put it on the completely opposite side, and you're just going to run her about 225, 250 in that neighborhood, and you're just going to have to keep her going. And I would suggest chopping up a couple of those slabs, soaking them down in some hot water to get a little extra smoke out of them, and just smoke the fire out of it. You will not be sorry.
I just can't control. I just have so much trouble controlling the heat with charcoal. I mean, I just get that sucker. And, you know, I don't know how to use charcoal.
Yep. The charcoal will burn quicker. It'll burn hotter. But you just need, what you're going to do is get the air cut off to it, you know, get that air flow. Get it where you need it. You might even have to put an air valve on it.
Yeah.
You know. We're running a Stumps Classic, which is a killer machine. We don't have a guru on it. And I like smoke, and I like it to run hotter. And I'm going to tell you, I'm constantly opening that door and closing that door, that ash door, to get her hot and get her smoking. And all my Stump listeners out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, guys. Join in the conversation, 347-202-0263. We want to hear from some Stump cookers tonight. We want to talk Stumps. It's an awesome cooker. If we got any Tucker cooker listeners out there, we want to talk Tucker in the house tonight. We want to get Tucker on. So let's just talk all the pits, guys. Y'all chime in. Let's help Dave out here on this charcoal issue with what he's doing on the he's a patio pit master right now, cooking on a rig out back on the deck. We're going to try to keep the right temp. Call in and give him some info. Dave, hang on. We've got another caller in queue. Let's get them lined up and welcome them. That is, and I know who this is. I recognize this number. This is Keith Ware, Pirate Port. Welcome to the show, Pirate Port. What's going on? You queued in, brother. You there with us? All right. Well, he'll be in with us in a minute, I'm sure. But, yeah, Dave, that's what I do. Really, I would work with that a little bit. And I'm going to tell you the key factor on cooking a whole loin is cutting one up and cooking it, cooking them in smaller pieces. You know, when I do some cater jobs, I've done a few golf tournaments, and smoked pork loin is one of their favorites. What I wind up doing and cooking it in about an hour and a half, is I'll take a whole loin and cut it up into four pieces and cook it on a stick burner with a little direct under it and kicking out about 300 out of my box. And it doesn't take very long to cook. It gives you it seals the outside of that meat. And you know as well as I do how dry pork loin is.
Have you seen the grills at Walmart that they're selling? That they're not. They're kind of a square shape. They're all charcoal. They're nothing but charcoal. It's kind of like it's kind of like one of our cookers that we use. It's just a big charcoal grill.
Right.
Well, now they've got one where you can buy half of that. It's like one cut in half.
Right.
And that's what I'm actually trying to use, but I can't keep the freaking heat down on it.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to get your piece of steel down there and deflect. You're going to have to use 2/3 cooking space, 1/3 coal down in the bottom of that, get you a deflector, angle it towards the third, angle it at a, put it at an angle towards the small end, put your coals in there. That'll help your heat. It'll keep it deflected off of that meat, too.
Yeah. You still got the big barrel cooker?
Yeah.
I got
the monster hog. Yeah, we got four shells in it. Thanksgiving, we had 50-something turkeys on there.
That's a hoss right there.
I'm telling you, that's a little yard bird. 50 whole turkeys that wore my tail out, let me tell you. Cooking 50 turkeys when you never have cooked a turkey in a smoker before, and you say, yeah, I'll cook them. And you got 50 up to do, and then you got to rock and roll, and that's a lot of work, let me tell you.
You remember John used to work for me, Red. He taught me how to do that. Man, we used to cook him out there all the time at the pit.
I'm telling you, turkeys come into play around Thanksgiving, and that's about the only time for me
that anybody ever requests
a turkey.
Yeah.
But
there ain't nothing better than a good wild turkey smoked. Have you ever had one, just a wild one, like your brother went out and killed, and you smoked that bad boy?
Mm. People listening tonight that's never had a wild turkey, it's all been a wild turkey. Completely different ball game from a regular turkey. That bad boy has no fat on it.
Mm-mm.
There's basically no white meat on it at all. It's all like dark meat, and it is lean. And it has a completely different smell. It's just completely different bird. Completely. I mean, and it people, the ones I cooked before, people love them. But I never tried any of it, but they loved it. But
I do.
Different ball game.
Yes, sir. It's a whole different type. It's just not nothing like what you get on Thanksgiving out of a store.
No. We're not talking store-bought, guys. Anybody that knows Chris Chadwick ought to know that we don't do store-bought around here. We do it the real way every time.
And,
when we're back in the woods and we're going and cutting our hickory slabs to fire that pit, that's the real way.
I hope this summer I hope when you get the cooking going good, I hope I can get back in there and help you some. I sure do miss it.
Well, matter of fact, today, I made up a list of events and of cooks that we're planning on doing this year, all through the year. I stopped in October, which we have them in October, November, and December also. But Bruce and May's coming up pretty soon, right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a real nice show. I have to give my hat. I take my hat off to the ladies over at Brewston. It's a small town, but, man, they have a dynamite barbecue competition. Have some great teams coming there, a lot of tough cookers. Now, I'm telling you, there's some tough, bad cookers in there, and, I mean, it stays on all the time. I mean, it's on when you get there until it's over. And
you remember the cooker that came out there that time that we were there that was kind of to the it was kind of to the left of where we were at it? They had the hog standing up.
Yep.
He had a hog
On a vertical rotisserie under a fire. They just sit there and spun and over that fire pit. And, I do. You know, they don't do any whole hog meat over at this competition anymore. It's strictly KCBS standards, and they cut the whole hog out. you know, the whole hog meat, because it's hard to turn in a butt or a shoulder and make it taste like a whole hog barbecue, simply because you've got the bacon, the tenderloin, you've got all the sweet meat in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that Bruce Inmay is coming up pretty soon. We've got a big shindig going on in Bolivar, Tennessee, the end of April. I believe that is the 26th and 7th. Webb, are you with us now?
Am I?
You with us? Yes, sir. For a while.
I was listening and trying to talk, but I don't know. I had to push one this time for some reason.
All right. Well, when is exactly? Bolivar is 26th and 7th, is it?
Yep, 26th and 7th.
Okay.
And fuse burn your charcoal. That'll help slow some heat down and keep the valve shut off.
That's right. But now on his particular cooker, I don't think you actually have a valve, do you?
No, if you've seen it, it's at Walmart. I think it's like $100 for one of them.
Well, still fuse burn. Fuse burn will give you a lower temp for a longer period of time. You may heat up it towards the end or something, but maybe by then and put that deflector in there like Chris was talking about, and do a fuse burn on it. It'll help you a whole lot.
Webb likes the stumps charcoal. Not stumps, but stubs.
Stubs.
Yeah, Webb likes the stubs. And me, on the other hand, you can get that. I think Walmart sells it now, but Lowe's.
They sell it. Yeah, they just started selling it in the last month or so.
And you call it stubs, S-T-U-B-S?
S-T-U-B-B-S.
Yeah,
it's got a long burn time on it. When I got my cooker, I burned about probably... God, I don't know how many, 7, 8, maybe even 10 different types of charcoal on it and checked my times on it. And it gave me my longest time in consistent heat. So that's what I'm sticking with. Save money.
What I'm finding, what I'm trying to do, Keith, is that when I cook on this thing using charcoal, man, that sucker gets 400 degrees faster than you need to snap your fingers.
Yeah, and you're lighting it all at once, too, ain't you? Just like you're on grill or something, yeah.
Right.
Try just putting a little fluid or whatever on just a corner, like on 3, 4, 5 briquettes, and let it start burning that way, and it'll heat up slower. Now, you will eventually have a hole, but it'll take longer. And if you got a deflector in there, hopefully that'll help take care of that. Even some tinfoil or something at an angle going across there, you know, down the fire. And that way it'll fuse burn across there, and you're not lighting all your coals at one time, and you'll get less heat for a longer period of time.
Well, that makes good sense.
Yeah, I do that a whole lot, because I do a lot of everything I cook is charcoal just about, so I got rid of all my wood-burning crap years ago. I ain't as fit as you guys.
You got to be a little shady to use wood.
That stuff will work you, man. Whew.
We don't work near as hard as we used to. I mean, a couple years ago, Brewston and May, 3 years ago, when was it, David? We had a hacienda set up. I'm telling you, we had from the wet bar to the full buffet, and that was a lot of work. I've learned a lot since them days. I'm telling you, we had it was fun, but man, I'm telling you, it took days to get it over there and years to get it back.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the day of the Gleason cooking? We went over there with the old yellow truck loaded up with wood, and everybody was laughing at what a freaking mess we was making. We ended up walking off with it.
Well, with every bit of it. That's right. And, it's just a little different. You know, we've adapted to a few different styles, but we still have our roots. In barbecue, and a lot of, you know, in barbecue across the country, it started with the real deal fire pit barbecue, you know, and that's the way they still do it all over the country. But you don't see it near as much as a barbecue competition, simply because they've got these auger-fed pellet machines that they just pour a bag of pellets in, set their temperature, and let it roll, which they're nice cookers. Don't get me wrong, but for all us old boys that can't afford cookers like that, we're doing it the real old-fashioned way. We still giving them a run for their money. But, you know, they've just got a lot of different style cookers nowadays, and which just keeps getting more technical. The technology is increasing. You know, people say, well, it's a grill. What can you say about a grill? Well, number one, there's a lot of difference in a grill and a pit or a smoker on a rig. You know, and there's a lot of work to it still, but there's not near as much of it as there used to be like we did today.
Oh.
And we still kick a tire and watch fire, though. We let the smoke roll. Ain't no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Well, guys, let's get this new caller. We've got another caller in. Let's see if we can cue them in and welcome them to the show and let them join in the convo. Caller 931-628, welcome to the show. Who have we got? All right. I don't know if
that sounds like a middle. That sounds like a middle Tennessee for person, some over middle.
Well, it could be Clark in the middle of the country. But
if they want
931-628. Guys, y'all welcome to talk. And if you don't want to talk, you're welcome to listen. Just stay on there and join in if you want to. But, there's just a lot of work to a competition. You know, we always talk about how much work is involved in that, and there is quite a bit. But we just keep letting, you know, we just keep on, and we love doing it. So the work's really, you know, it's a little pain for a lot of game, and we have a good time doing it. So Webb, has Fire Report got anything together for the Bolivar, Tennessee cook? That will be the first co-sanctioned Tennessee Barbecue Association competition.
I finally got $50 together that I sent to them. I'm actually looking through some of my old recipes and stuff now, trying to figure out something I may try and throw at them. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's always a way to do it.
Book full of crap I write down over the years. And I'm actually looking for that, you know, something about that pork loin. I have one heck of a recipe for a loin, but I ain't seen it.
Well, you know, there's so many different ways. What's your target temp? Dave, I tell you what is important, if you get you a quick tip probe, just a little pocket quick temp probe. I tell you what, a place to get a great probe is MaverickHousewares.com, Maverick Industries. That is one of my sponsors this year. They have got some dynamite top-of-the-line thermometers and gauges. And you come see me, and you'll check out what I got, what I'm talking about, and then you'll see. But a good target temperature on a pork loin, I would say, would be a medium, somewhere in a medium, at about 145. So I would personally want to pull that bad boy at about 140.
Well, you know, I've cooked a lot of pork loins, and I've always used wood, like on your barrel. I can take a pork loin on your barrel and with oak wood, and I mean just absolutely make that just absolutely awesome. But or even on a regular barbecue grill, I can do it as long as I'm using wood. But you stick me with charcoal, and I'm lost.
Right. Well, once you start using a little of it, you just don't use enough of it to be comfortable with it. And that goes for any cook, you know. I like wood. I like to bring my stuff up to temp. I like it to get there on 300, 325, 275. I want to bring it up. I want it right then. I want some searing power. That's why I like my wood. And my old pit especially, you can cook direct and indirect. Open that flue up and even char that bad boy if you want to. It's just like Burger King. You can char her out. I mean, throw a fire all the way halfway through the pit if you want to. But it works really well. But just play with that charcoal. I guarantee you'll get something going on. We do have another caller in queue. This number has just popped up. I know who this is. Everybody will be glad to hear from this partner in barbecue crime. 731-225. This is James, a.k.a. Goo Brawler. Welcome to the show, Goo. You're live with us on the air. Team grilling and chilling. What's happening?
Well, what's going on, man? I just called in. I've been out here, messing with my new toa. So, you know, I've been working. It's going to rain tonight here in West Tennessee, and I believe I've got her, excuse my language, about dead nut. All my grade work within probably 2 or 3 inches on the whole lot. So
sounds good.
I wanted to get that done before we get on the phone and stuff, and before this rain comes in tonight. I have no idea what it's going to do, but we'll just have to see. I hope it's a good packing rain. That's what I need.
Well, yeah. Not a hard, quick pour, but something that's going to be slow and pack her down.
Dave
is building him a new barbecue pit. He's going to have a barbecue. Yeah, well, it's going to be a business. He's building the whole building pit and all. He's going to have a new business.
We're coming out of the ground with it. So I'm excited about that. I talked to Chris earlier today. We talked about a bunch of topics on here. So I'm hoping, not for me to talk about it, but I'm hoping that we'll have some people call in that's got some knowledge of. I'm a contractor, so I know how to build the building. The building of the building, and getting the lot prep and the building is not no issue. The running the barbecue business and knowing, you know, what's your best sides and, you know, what you can get away with and what you can't get away with. Do you need to, you know, I have a lot of people tell me, say, hey, I cook it fresh every day and I throw it in the ditch. Well, I have a hard time believing that, but they may do it, you know, and then maybe that's what I need to do because I won't. We're not doing a barbecue joint for, I ain't saying we're not doing it for profit. Of course, there's got to be a profit and everything, but we're doing it for, the pride of the product that we're going to put out. And so I told Chris, I said, you know, we've never got on this subject, and I hope maybe that, we can kind of spread the word what's going on. I'm going to keep everybody posted. You come, come on Facebook, go to Tennessee Barbecue Association and stuff, and I took pictures last night when we started on the lot. I've got pictures this evening, and we're going to pour the slab next week and come up with the blocks, and so I'm going to try to keep everybody updated and take pictures, and I've got a full plan already drawn up for maybe get some advice from seasoned veterans on that end of the barbecue business that can maybe help me out some.
Well, Goob, you're talking to one right there. Dave had a barbecue business. He can point you in the right direction and give you some advice on that.
You know, and another thing, I like here in 3 weeks, we've got a pretty good size, catering deal coming up that I'm going to go in and cater a whole event for like 2.5-3 days. And it's going to consist of breakfast, lunch. I mean, we're going to do barbecue, of course. You know, that's our forte. That's why I'm there. That's why they invited me to come in and do the barbecue. But also, you know, we're going to do like a Friday night meal. It's not going to involve barbecue. And then Saturday morning breakfast and then lunch. And then, of course, Saturday night will be the barbecue, and, you know, we'll do ribs and pulled pork and actually maybe do some brisket. We just got to see what the weather's going to be, what I think that, you know, how many plates we'll sell and, you know, what we'll do.
James, are you around McKenzie, James?
Yes, I am. I live over in Paris. I live out at the lake here in Paris. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm from McKenzie. Recently, I've lived in McKenzie and Gleason all my life.
Well, you go if you get the chance, you're riding between McKenzie and Huntington down there, the old Mayo's barbecue building.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
The back door has been torn plumb off the building. But if you go in that pit, there's 4 pits in there, and they're 6 to 8 foot long a piece and probably 5 foot deep.
Right.
If you look at that setup, we would cook, the old fellow that taught me to do it commercially, we would cook about 16 to 18 shoulders on a pit, on 2 pits, that we'd cook it all day long, and we'd just leave it on that pit.
Right.
When we leave about 5 o'clock. The next morning when you come in there, those shoulders are going to be right. They're going to be ready to take off and put in the cooler or take off and start working off of.
That's the question. You know, I mean, we've been competing now for 3 years, backyard and professional, and I've got the barbecue, you know, how to cook it, but that's the issues of people around the cooker. That, you know, how long will they hold? Do you need to put them in the refrigerator and cool them down and warm them up the next day? What's the procedure? You know, and it's got to be economical, but it's got to be quality too. You know, that's procedure.
Right.
James,
I had the same questions when I opened that barbecue business. I didn't know I can cook competition, but I didn't know how to do it commercially. And the old fellow that worked for Mr. Mayo for, I don't know, 25, 30 years, I guess.
Right.
He stopped in there one day, and when I was getting it ready, and asked me, could he come to work? And I said, absolutely. Yes, sir. And what we done was, the first day we opened up, the day before they opened, we got there about 7 in the morning. We got the pits rolling. I think we put on 18 shoulders on each pit. We had 2 pits loaded with shoulders.
Right.
And we cooked them all day long, and we left that evening about 5:30.
Right.
And we locked the pits down, and I'm nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof because we got all that meat.
You've got 36 shoulders out there. You know, you've got, you know, $several hundred laying there.
I looked at John Harris, God rest his soul. I looked at John Harris, and I said, John, are you sure about this? He just kind of giggled at me, and he told me, he said, Dave, he said, trust me, I've done this before. Well, we left that night, and I didn't hardly sleep that night. The next day when we opened up, we walked in there, and old John throwed the lids back on them shoulders, and he took his finger and went down that long, flat bone in the shoulder.
Sure.
And he stuck every one of them with his finger. He said, if you meet any resistance going into these shoulders on that bone, he said, you need to put them back on for just a couple of hours, and he said, they'll be ready.
Right.
Then we wrapped them in foil. Some of them he wanted to leave. If they were really hot still, he wanted to leave those out of the cooler till they started coming down. But we worked, though. That's how we worked it.
Yeah.
When you're saying
put it in the cooler, did you put it in a cooler as a, like a Cambro situation, as a holding device, or are you talking about putting them in coolers? It's refrigeration cooler.
Refrigeration, because we when we first opened up, once you start getting your business rolling, that meat's going to go pretty quick, man.
Right.
That's how we did it. But if you want some more advice, if you talk to Bob Forbes over there at McKinsey.
Well, now, Bob and I, like I said, Chris and I cook together a lot and do a lot of competitions, and I'm very familiar with Bob. And Bob, you know, and I have asked him a lot, and I told him, I said, hey, Bob, when I get this going, I may need you, you know. And then I know he knows a lot about it. And, you know, but like I said, there's other people out there, like on side items and stuff like that, that people are catering and stuff, because a lot of my business is going to be catering. We're actually building the building. I own a property here at the lake, almost in view of the lake. So, I mean, and that's where it's going. But we're doing it for, like, catering business and competition, where I have an air-conditioned place to get all my stuff and everything ready. And then we'll be open to holiday weekends and stuff like that. I'm not trying to make a living out of it. You know, I'm just kind of, wanting to go that route. I guess everybody that competes has somewhere in the back of their mind they don't want to get in competition. They don't want to be good. And they want to win. They want to be grand champion. But somewhere in the back of their mind, they're wanting to say, I'm going to own a barbecue joint, or I'm going to be a pit master, or I'm going to be, you know, a TV host, or I'm going to be something. There's more to it than just compete. You know.
Well,
there's a big difference in
your cooking. I mean, you've got your pit masters, and you've got these folks you see on TV on competition cooking. But when you start trying to make a living out of that and selling that, it's a whole different ball game.
Right. Yeah, you know, and that's what we're doing here. Like I said, I know all about building. I can build the building. I can build the best building, I believe, and have it set up. It'll be right. But the deal is, once we get in it, you know, doing that right. You know, and I want to succeed no matter what it is.
Right.
And that's what we all want.
That's how we done it.
And I learned it. I learned that from a very old man that had done a whole lot more of that than I'd ever done.
Right. Anyway, well, and that's great. That was passed down to you, and I would love to know all about it. And because that's what we're saying. I'm not in the middle of a strip mall, and I'm not building a barbecue restaurant, and we're not going to sit down and do that. We're building a joint. As a matter of fact, Mr. Mayo's place down there is kind of what I'm building off of. It won't be the same cookers and pits. I have those, but it'll be a white block building, a couple of red pigs painted on the side of it, and it says barbecue. That's what it's supposed to be. That, in my mind, I grew up in McKenzie and Gleason area there. At Mr. Mayo's had a hell of a business down there, and had in years and stuff. And in my mind, that is when I'm driving down the road and I drive by a place and it's got a barbecue sign, it's got a flag out front and stuff. But when I drive by an old block building that's got barbecue painted on the side of it and there's some smoke rolling out the back of it, I will turn my whole rig and operation around and go back and get a barbecue sign. Because I want to taste that good stuff.
Well, that's old school. That's the old way of doing it. You know, that's what we all look for. You know, that's the real way. With these pits, these old pit masters did it, you know, and that's what we grew up with. We know that. We're familiar with it. Well, guys, take a breath and let's get this. We've got another caller in queue, and I want to get all the callers tonight. That everybody, I want everybody to call in tonight. 347-202-0263. We are talking queue right now. Call in and be part of the show. We would love to have you. We're going to queue this caller in, see if we can get them queued in. Let's see, there we go. Let's stop it for that. But what you're saying about a good old fashioned barbecue joint, you know, that just stands the test of time, in my opinion. When you got a good old block building, you got a pit out back, and you got smoke rolling out of the back of that bad boy, you know you're doing something right. When you see the smoke, you know it's going to be fire.
Right, that's right. Now, you're not getting some kind of, you know, these guys are sitting around outside the building with a wood pile out there, you know, spitting tobacco and drinking Milwaukee's best. You know, they're cooking. Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm not making fun of and Milwaukee's best. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But the barbecue that they're putting out, it's got to set the propane tank up and let's kick it and just put out, you know, 500 pound days. The barbecue they're putting out is awesome. You know, I mean, it's that, what I call, and that people say, why do you call it like that? I said, because if you ever ate any of that real good barbecue, but good old funky barbecue, when you bite in, when you get a sandwich and you bite into it, it's got that smoke, it's got that flavor, it's got that salt, it's got a little bit of everything. It's that funky taste. It's not a bad funky. It's a groovy funky. You know what I'm saying?
We know what you're saying. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. You know, and we still relate to that. Let's see if we can get that caller in queue now. I think it's ready to rock and roll. Caller 719-358. You're live. Who we got?
Hey guys, this is Assault from the Sky.
What's happening, Roy? Welcome to the show tonight, brother.
Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you tonight, Roy?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself? Good.
Oh, it's going great, man. I hope you've been listening and stuff. I finally, like I said, it's been one of these deals. Honest to God, guys, it's been a 10-year project. 10 years since I bought this lot, tore a house down, and finally getting it to where we can, you know. And actually, when I bought it 10 years ago, I had no intentions. I didn't know it was going to make it a barbecue joint, but that's just where you kind of, you know. I think slow and steady wins the race. That's what it's ended up. That's what it's going to be. So.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it there on Facebook that you posted. So.
Yeah. Well, we were just doing, I was doing the groundwork and stuff. We finally out here in where we live out here at the lake, they finally got the public water system through it. We were on well, and they knew that for
for 3 years I've been putting public water system in. So finally got by me. They finally got me hooked up. Come in and sprayed straw. And, I mean, in other words, they're done. They're done with me, my property, all they're going to do. And I've been waiting on them for 3 years. And, of course, the economy's been crappy, so I've been waiting on money, too, for 6 years. But, I mean, after blew that, you can imagine I'm sitting here, you know, been driving my tractor, doing all my stuff, getting it all leveled up and shooting great on today, and I'm thinking, this is going to happen. I've told people this is going to happen for the last 5 or 6 years. This is what my dream was, and it's finally going to happen. Now, you know, and you can't imagine. It really kind of almost chokes me up, you know, to actually be able to do it and fulfill that, you know, that promise to the community and to my wife and, you know, and things that, you know, we're going to be able to make happen now.
Well, it'll be all good, Goob. I guarantee you. It'll work out fine, and you're gonna
have
a good time.
That's the hardest time in my life.
You're gonna enjoy it, but it's gonna be work, no doubt about it.
Sure. Well, everything is though. Anything worth having, there's always sacrifice, and there's always gonna be work.
What I miss about it is the I had a whole bunch of old folks that come down and. People bring guitars, banjos, and pick, and send the Milwaukee's best, and the natural light was out there.
That's my crowd, man.
I loved it. I miss that so much. And even Chris would show up every now and then and eat two or three skins right off the pit.
That's right. That's when they're good.
Yeah, I like them skins, boys. With a little hot sauce and salt and pepper loaded down, and drink a cold beer and have them. Eat a pork skin, there's nothing better.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
What I'm after. That's I don't want it to. I want it to be successful. But I don't want never to be put in a bind that we have to compromise anything just because. You know, I want to be that place that opens Friday at 11 o'clock, and we're done Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and then we'll have a new bait on it. You know, come Saturday morning about 10 o'clock when everybody's rolling out on the lake and stuff to come by, we'll have a brand new batch ready to go. And when it's gone, it's gone.
You're going to be telling them to walk away. The meat is hot.
Right. You know, and that way, you know, actually, it's kind of like dating when we were young and everything. If you leave them wanting a little bit more, you don't give it all to them. If you leave them waiting, there'll be a crowd for them all.
Remember when we were young and dating. I don't remember those days.
I mean, either. I know the same way to do it. I mean, if you're selling out, and, you know, you for long all of them on it. So, well, barbecue that is.
If you decide to do that with your cooker, just make sure you close it up good and you fire it right good before you leave, and just let her go. Let her go all night.
Well, we're getting a little feedback again. Let's see, it's cleaned up a little bit.
Well, no, it was. You would be amazed up here that some of my neighbors and stuff, some of the crap that they've got. A guy just went by. It looks like it's a mini golf cart. It probably sits about 3 foot tall, but it's got a mowing deck underneath it. And he was changing gears when he come by, and I guarantee he was running 25 mile an hour.
Well,
I mean, he's got some kind of centrifugal clutch on and stuff, and he got up there and he was looking at it and stuff, and it's painted black, and it's got like a golf cart hood on it. It's painted black and everything, but it's short with headlights. He's got two red stripes down the, and he's sitting up like he's in a handicapped wheelchair or some kind of. It's great. Probably
well,
a 36 mowing deck underneath.
Sway. We need to play Elvis.
He was changing gears and dang near pulling the wheels. That was back. I'm thinking, damn, look here. But I bet you'll buy a lot of barbecue someday.
You know, there's never a dull moment right here. Guys, if y'all are just tuning in, you can always hear a story or something about some good old boys around here. I'm telling you.
That's right. If I could have took a picture and
right.
talked, I would have done it.
That's right. We can cook barbecue and we can tell stories. That's what it's all about. We have a good time right here on the Chris Chaplin Show. I want to welcome everybody that's just tuning in. And if you would like to call in, we would love to have you. The number to call is 347-202-0263. This is the show to be on. Let me tell you, we have been featured on Blog Talk. radio.com as a featured food show for over a week. It has just put the numbers through the roof. This show has been on fire and has just definitely woke up a lot of people. We have tons of listeners. We have listeners from all over the country. We have listeners from all over the world now. The board stays lit up. We're constantly getting great comments, and I'm proud to say we've never had a bad comment. You know, we always take all comments with stride, so good, bad, ugly, we're going to take them and make them better. So y'all just call in, 347-202-0263. We've got pitmasters that call in, talk barbecue. We've got some on the line right now. If you need a question answered, if you would like to make a comment, if you've got any ideas or any topics you would like for us to discuss, call in and let us know. It's just as simple as dialing that number, 347-202-0263. It'll key you right in. It's just like talking on the phone. You'll have a great time. I'm sure everybody loves to talk on the phone. So just call in. We'll have a big time. Let's get it on. Let's let the smoke roll. We'll be waiting for you to call. Meanwhile, enjoy our discussion on barbecue. We've always got something new we bring to the table. Just give us a call, 347-202-0263. And back to my pitmasters online. We lost Pie Report. Maybe they'll call back in a few minutes. It's amazing how fast an hour goes by. I know during the day, if you're at work, it drags. 8 hours seems like it's 18. But when we own the air live, we're streaming live, we're interactive, we start the show, we kick the tires. What do, boys? We light the fires, and then we let the smoke roll. And then the hour's gone already. So we've got another hour live on the air. Guys, I'm encouraging y'all to call. We always have a great time. We're going to line some special guests up in the next few shows. We will have different topics to discuss. Call in and talk. We're ready. We're ready to hear you. We're ready to hear some new input. We want to hear some new cooking ways. If you're cooking chicken in a special super butter bath, we want to hear it because we always talk chicken around here because nobody knows how to cook it.
Our arch nemesis, the old chicken.
I'm telling you, son, we can be rolling high on the hog and we just turn our chicken in and it just kills us. But, you know, what it's
Absolutely.
All about, execution, execution, execution. It can happen to the best of us and get the best of us and help the worst of us. So, guys, y'all call in, 347-202-0263. I would like to take a quick minute to thank all my sponsors that help support the Chris Chadwick Show, Hall County Cookers, my barbecue team, Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce. A big shout-out to Mr. Bill Arnold. We hope you're listening tonight, Bill. You know you're going to call. You're going to be calling in more and more. We love your sauce. Keep it going. Keep it rolling. Keep the smoke rolling on the Blues Hog and his dynamite sauce. Maverick Industries has great products. Goob, you have some of Maverick Industries products now, don't you?
I'm telling you, and I wish. I don't know which model. Which model do I have? I've got the same model that you've got. hey, listen, guys. I wish that I wish I had it 2-3 years ago. You don't believe how simple that makes your life. You know, this past weekend in Kenton, Missouri, I've got a new camper that we're rolling with and stuff, and actually was able to go in and lay down, get in bed, and lay down and feel comfortable that my pit was running at the right temperature, the meat was coming along the way I needed it. I recommend. And they're a little bit more expensive than what you buy up here at the Lowe's or the Walmart, you know, they're worth it. They're on the money, and they do what they say they'll do.
That's right. They are fire, guys. Check them out, Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com, Barbecue Accessories, they are dynamite. Also, grill grates, that is going to be the newest thing for the Tennessee Barbecue Association members. They are dynamite, especially on our state categories. Grill grate is the way to go. And also, Meat Rake, go to my Facebook page, Chris Chadwick. There is a short 1-minute video. Feel free to click on it and watch it. It will give an awesome demo of the Meat Rake. go check it out. And, of course, Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Daryl Mass, BarbecueSuperstars.com, the place to go for anything, everything barbecue. Be sure to get you a subscription. Try it out for at least a month, if not go on and get a whole year. Barbecue Superstars Live TV. We will be coming to you live from Memphis in May this year. We will be doing interviews, hanging out, checking out some of the best cooks in the country, in the world, right there in Memphis in May. We will be doing some awesome interviews. I can't wait. I'm fired up about that. So go to BarbecueSuperstars.com, check out the live feed, get your subscription. It's not a month, a whole year. Just go on and do it. It's not gonna hurt you at all. I guarantee you it will help. So, guys, back to y'all. We're waiting on callers to call in. I don't know where our Texas connection is yet. You know, we've got some dynamite Texas pitmasters that always call in, waiting for them guys. Texas, Ben, that's where I want to go to eat some Q. I want to go eat some brisket right there in Texas.
Man, what are you talking about? Some brisket,
We're going to have to take a road trip and go that way one day. And we've got family there now.
You need to take your trip up to Southern Reds out in Pilot Oak, Kentucky, between Murray and Dresden. You want some fine brisket just to go out and eat it.
Well, we'll have to do that one day. You know,
what you always do, this summer's coming on here and competition season is just about getting started here. Of course, we've been off doing comps and stuff, doing a little traveling and everything, but it's just about to get here. But, hey, we could – and maybe that's what some of us need to get together and do. We need to try to get together once we can go somewhere and eat some barbecue and do maybe a review. Get some of these local people involved in this situation. Say, hey, we're gonna give you a review. You might need to pay attention.
Tell you what, we've been on a barbecue prowl before, and that's some of the painfulest stuff I've done in a long time. Driving home after a barbecue prowl of all day of hitting joints in Memphis, eating barbecue and ribs. I mean, I was in pain. I just ate and ate and ate. But me and Cody of Lulu's Barbecue, Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show on Sunday night, we do want to give a shout-out to him and wish him the best of smoke this weekend. I believe they will be competing in Pitmasters this weekend. I know they've been working real hard on a new cooker for their rig. I believe they've titled it Bad Attitude, and knowing Cody, it's going to be sweet.
I'm going to have to call it an evening, y'all. Thank y'all for having me, and I enjoyed talking with you.
All right, Dave, welcome to call back anytime, brother. Glad you called
in. I will. Take care of yourself, y'all.
All right, have a good one for you.
Thank you, David.
All right, that was Dave. Dave, he helped me for several. We've cooked together several years, and a great fella. We have a big time together when we always go cook, and hopefully he can join us on a few cooks this year. Looking forward to it. Maybe we can get him involved a little bit. Well, we've got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can get this caller queued in. We welcome them to the show. Hopefully we'll get this rocking and rolling right here. This
other case. You like
all what right.
we're
484-358. I believe we've got you queued in. Welcome to the show. You're live.
Hey, Chris. It's Chris from Zombie Barbecue.
Chris, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing this evening?
Good. You know, I called in probably a week or two, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Kind of had a chat. Yep. Yeah, it was a good
time.
Well,
I
just chimed in not too long ago, been listening on the internet and decided to call in and, you know, just checking in, seeing what's going on, if anybody has any questions.
We didn't piss you off or anything, have we?
we want you to call in all the time.
What was that? What did the other guy say?
We didn't make you mad, get you upset, did we?
No.
You said
you were. You've been listening for a while and decided to call in. I thought, well, hell, we didn't piss you off, did we?
No. In fact, intrigued me to call in. you know, I'm just gearing up here to get ready for myself for next week. I'm heading to Pork in the Park, which is in Salisbury, Maryland, for a big, big, you know,
right.
100 plus. So we're just gearing up kind of for that. I did a test cook this weekend. I did everything but chicken, and everything I did, I liked. But I didn't do chicken because it just got too late, and I was tired.
Right. Right. Well, you better start working on that chicken. Now, are you going to do legs or are you going to do thighs?
I normally do thighs. I might do something this week to, but I wouldn't do it on my big cooker, which will play a factor, but I might try something on my big green egg.
Right.
Well, that's what type of pit with, Chris?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I'm sorry. What type of pit do you use?
I have a Meadow Creek TS250, so it's a stick burner.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. We're firm believers in stick burners around here, brother. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I really believe in stick burners. I just feel it's just the way to cook. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I have friends that cook on pellets. And some on gravity feeds and stuff, and you know that's okay and stuff. But I really enjoy cooking on a stick burner. I love, you know, feeding the fire and taking the time to make it. It feels natural.
Right, right. It does. It's old fashioned, old school way. I mean, that's right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know what? You know that you're. You did call in a couple weeks ago in that particular show. Good wasn't with us that night, but we had a dynamite show, and that's the show that Blog Talk Radio featured on their main food category page. And so we had thousands of listens to that show. So Zombie Barbecue went out all over the world, just like Hall County Cookers and everybody else. We had a dynamite, huge show. And that's
good.
I was proud of that. That's one of the biggest, highest listened. That's one of the highest listened blog barbecue superstars radio shows ever. So I was proud to have that. We had a dynamite show. You never know when they're gonna pick us up like that. But we're just talking smoke. We're talking chicken. We talk whatever we want to right here. We just have a great time, and that's why I always like you to call in anytime you got. Time to call in. We want you to call in. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll just give my simple rundown here. Is I'm cooking basically. I just did a test cook, and I normally cook royal oak lump coal.
Right.
On my offset, but what I did was I devised a minion method, and I started cooking with. Royal Oak briquettes.
Right.
And then what I do is instead of doing full just stick burns, I'm doing lump chunks of cherry, which I have. I got a guy that has tons of cherry, and what I do is I just cut it up in lumps and place it throughout. And what that gets me is that I can get with Royal Oak charcoal because it burns a little more consistent. And with the plates that I put in my basket of my stick burner, I can get 4.5-5 hours on a burn without having to feed it.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Are you using, are you getting kind of air system on your offset?
Not using any type of guru or anything. Nope. Just opening the sliding panels, you know, that
right.
are on the metal grate.
And you're getting that kind of burn. You're getting a 3 or 4 hour burn without adjusting anything.
4.5 to 5 hours. Yep, 4.5 to 5 hours without using anything. What I did was I used a Meadow Creek basket, and I kind
right.
of, what I'll tell you is, honestly, I looked at close baskets, and I kind of, you know, I'm going to say I stole it. I went to a welder friend of mine, and he made me these slots that I
Correct.
Drop in. And I'm getting 4.5-5 hours where I don't have to touch it. And you know, depending on the temperature and everything, I can dial it in to 240 to anywhere if I want to run it hotter at 270, you know. So
yeah,
I had a really good burn on Sunday. I just last cooked on Sunday with it, and it was phenomenal, and I couldn't be happier. Everything came out good that I cooked. The pork, the ribs, the brisket was phenomenal. The only thing I didn't cook was chicken, just because I had, I think, a little too much of my own whiskey sauce in me, and I got tired. didn't want to do it. It was too late.
You know, real quick before we go too much further, you know, we were talking about going on a barbecue prowl like we did in Memphis and hitting some of the local joints. So while we were talking about that, we did get Short Bus Barbecue in on a message, and he says we don't have to drive far. We can go up to Ed Wings and just have all the barbecue, the Texas style brisket and sausage we can eat right there. And so we've got to go hit Ed Wings.
I'm ready. Just hit a time. It's going to be a bad storm tomorrow. I just soon to be riding in it.
We're
going to seek my shred.
We've got to go and eat some of that dynamite cheese that he's doing.
That's right. I'd love to. I think we need to go see him just any time. I'm ready. Pull the
That's
trigger,
right.
man. I'm a bullet. They've already chambered me. I'm a bullet. Just pull the trigger.
Yeah, I hear you locked and you cock locked and ready to rock, ain't you? Yeah,
that's right.
You.
Hell, I mean, they've already put me in. Hell, all you got to do is pull the trigger.
Oh, me. Well, guys, we've got a couple more callers in queue. Let's get these guys in and welcome them to the show. We've got a caller, 806-292, and I want to welcome them to the show. I know where this one's coming from. You're live with us, 806-292. Who have we got right here?
Hey, Chris and Lance, how are y'all?
Welcome to the show, Lancer. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
We've been missing you.
Well, it's been kind of a busy storm around here lately.
I know, it's crazy.
I missed last week, and I didn't know I was going to make it this week. So, but we got a little time.
We sure glad to have you. You know, our Texas connection, if we don't have our Texas guys in here in the house with us, we're missing out. Now, y'all just part of the family, and you gotta at least call for 10 minutes, if not longer. I mean.
Oh, I think we're good tonight. So
good,
everything
good.
Worked out. I sent the snow east to you guys, we've been like in the 80s around here for the last week, and last night we had a snowstorm come in, but then it dropped down to 20 degrees.
Man, talking about crazy weather, that's like old Roy Powell, Colorado weather there.
Yeah,
yes,
I think
it does.
Had it down to me.
Hey, you know, they said that we were supposed to have, you know, 3 to 6 inches and everything yesterday, and I don't even think I saw one snowflake.
You better not say that too loud, Roy Powell. You're going to get some snow if you're not careful.
Well, I know, but, you know, them Texas people, they don't know what to do with snow.
Yeah.
Nor do Tennessee people, for that matter. We don't want any here either. You know, we had 80-degree weather today. I mean, the air was on, and my big butt was sweating. I'm telling you, it was hot outside.
Well, I'm ready
for
that. Well, whenever I went in, you know, this morning for to do PT, I went in at 11 degrees.
Man. How'd you like that picture I sent you on Facebook?
Yeah, I saw that. I liked that.
Oh, mercy. Well, guys, let me cue these other callers in. They've been waiting, and we want to get them in. If you got time to call, we got time to cue you in, brother. I'm telling you. We encourage everybody to call in. We want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. The number to call is 347-202-0263, and we will do our very best to get you in because we want you to be part of the show and welcome you all in. I'm trying to cue one in right now, and this is 256-509. You're going to be live with us, and you're about to be cued in. Welcome to the show. You're live with us. Who have we got?
This is Ed.
Ed.
From Short Bus Barbecue.
Welcome, Ed, from Short Bus.
We Texas just, and Tennessee, that's what this is.
I'm telling you, we've got to welcome our Pennsylvania boys and our Colorado boys, too, with us. You know, they some diehard cookers, too. We, you know, they part of our family. We just love to have everybody call in.
Well, I spent Christmas with my in-laws in Shiner, Texas, and Shiner is a small town. I mean, it's pretty tiny, and so at Christmas time it's all closed up. I didn't get any barbecue, and I darn sure didn't get a good steak, but I did come back with a trunk full of beer and sausage. So,
and I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest with you tonight, guys. I'm having a nice cold PBR tonight, doing it old school, and I'm just enjoying every drop. So. I'm going to take
I wasn't, but I saw that picture you put up there, and it didn't look too bad, so I might have to get me one myself.
That's a far cry away from Estella, isn't it? But I'm telling you, I love it all.
Well, I don't know. It used to be called Best Beer. They changed the name to Pat from Best.
Really? Well, I didn't. That's some trivia I didn't. Well, we've got a couple more callers. Let me see if we can cue them in and welcome them to the show. You know, this is we really have a good format here. We love for everybody to call in, get them all on the line. I have got caller 904-673 with us. Who have we got?
Chris Chadwick. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. This is Blaine Moody from Fortescue.
What's happening tonight? Tell us something good.
Man, I was good as I just got off work.
Oh, that's a good thing, Blake. That's a good thing.
Now it's time to fire that stump something. No time tonight, but there is time to grab a beverage out of the fridge, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm telling you, that always helps the day go by. It sure does. And Blake, what is your barbecue team name again, because I'm trying to remember it. I know you just said it, but I didn't make it out.
It is Tortoise Q.
Tortoise Q. That's right. That's right. That's right. And the guys, Blake called in the other night. He is out of Florida, right, Blake?
Jacksonville, Florida.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. And how's the weather down in Jacksonville today?
God, man, y'all are crying about it being cold, but it's 80 down here.
Man, I'm telling you, we had an 80-degree weather today here in Tennessee, too. And I had to kick the air on. This big old boy don't like hot. have you cooked up anything good lately?
I've been busier than you know what recently, but I think I got a break here in the next couple of days. So I'm have to show the smoker a little attention, see what we can do.
There you go, brother. I'm telling you, time to let the smoke roll a little bit. We can get We can get the smoke out of the stump.
Oh, hey, yes, we can.
Oh, mercy. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna cut everybody loose here in a minute. Let them all have a little, and let them all chime in. We're gonna get something going. I'm gonna welcome this other caller in real quick, and let's get them cued in. We don't want to leave anybody out tonight. We just welcome everybody to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. Caller 678-773. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris. This is Jeremy Moyers. How are you, sir?
Jeremy, welcome to the show, brother. How are you doing this evening?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. And yourself?
I'm fine. I am wonderful, too. We're just having a dynamite show. We've got a studio board full of callers. We've got some hit masks all over the country tonight. We've got Boy Pal from Colorado, Chris, Zombie Barbecue right there out of Pennsylvania, Lance Moore, Texas Connection, our brother down in Texas in Lubbock. You know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I heard about that dust storm. I know that very well.
I've
experienced a few of those in my life.
I think I'll probably be seeing your brother this weekend.
Yeah, he called me earlier saying he was going to be cooking this weekend down there and asking me what I've been doing on chicken and whatnot. So we've been talking.
I know, helping him out. He's topping up last year.
He don't need a lot of help.
Yeah. Well, we've both been working on our chicken a lot.
We always talk chicken around here. I mean, it's better than talking turkey. We talk chicken. We've got Ed Wings here, Ed out of Short Bus Barbecue out of Tennessee, a fellow TBA brother. And we've got Blake Moody out of Florida. So we've got, of course, in the house tonight, we have got the one and only Goob.
Absolutely. How are you,
Goob?
So now we want to talk a little chicken.
I'm going to turn the mic over to y'all. Let's bring up something about chicken. Let's all give a good pointer on chicken tonight, okay? We're talking chicken thighs. So I want everybody to give a straight-up good pointer on chicken.
I'll start, Chris, you're going to get silence on this one.
Nobody likes chicken. I'll tell you what, man. This last weekend, I cooked in Somerville, Georgia. This is Jeremy. And I've been practice cooking a lot of chicken because that kind of killed us last year. Man, I got to tell you, and I shouldn't be giving away secrets, but what the heck. Butcher's Barbecue, that new bird booster injection, that stuff's legit. It's incredible.
Really?
I've cooked a bunch with it at home. I cooked it this weekend. We wound up getting third overall in Somerville. And the chicken you bought into it and just juices just running down your chin. The flavor's incredible. I gotta say I've never injected chicken or anything before, but that's an incredible product. You gotta check it out.
Man, it sounds dynamite. See, that's a straight up great addition to the conversation. Thank you, Jeremy, on that. I mean, that's dynamite. So who's next on the chicken?
I'll speak up. Chicken used to be my strong point, but it ain't doing no good no more. I think I'm changed up and not paying attention as much as I should. If you win two or three times or something like that, somebody tells you you're pretty good or you're pretty comfortable, I think you get lax on it and you start moving on to other things. And of course, chickens and ribs are always such close categories that they'll burn you. I mean, you'll be standing there and thinking, man, that's top 10, that's top 20 chicken. And hell, it may be coming. You didn't pay enough attention. You didn't critique what you needed to, and now it's 70 place chicken. And you're sitting there going, oh hell, maybe I don't know how to cook it. You know how to cook it, but chicken and ribs are just tough. I mean, that's one of those things. It's by the book, and you better pay attention.
All right, I'll chime in.
All right, chime in.
Go ahead. Let her rip, Chip.
Hey, this is Lance. One of the new things that I've been using here lately for thighs is the new chicken changer from Michael McDermott. I've seen that. That thing is great for the skin and stuff. I ain't got it quite perfected yet, but when I was in Midland, I had some of the best chicken I ever cooked. I had perfect bite-through, and it was amazing. Y'all definitely need to check that out because it dang sure works.
The cast iron, Lance, let me ask you, the cast iron, it crisps the skin, right?
Yes.
I seen where you put that on there, and then I went and looked it up myself, and I seen how it was kind of, I thought, well, it's crisping the skin. It's making even temperature and crisping the skin even.
Well, it even melted down to some. I mean, and what Michael, told me, when we were talking about it, he uses organic chickens a lot, so he don't do a lot of scraping. But if you're using like a pilgrim or something like that that's got a thick skin, you still want to probably scrape it a little bit. The ones I did down in Midland, I scraped very little. I mean, I did very little work on them, and I ran them for... I had a little charcoal grill that I got up to about 450 degrees. I got it good and hot, and I just left that chicken changer on, or that piece of cast iron. Got it good and hot, spread it with a little bit of oil, and you put about two thighs at a time in there. And I was running them, chatted with Whiskey Bit. He was doing them for about 90 seconds. The last time I did them for about 60, and I mean, they were perfectly bite-free.
That's all. Well,
I read that. Yeah, he was at some post. You made the post, and I just kind of followed it. And he was saying, if somebody orders more than three of these, I'm going to call you and see what you're doing with them. Because they are so bad.
Well, you know, and they've even talked about, you know, and I guess probably, you know, especially next year when this new rule changes in Kansas City about the money muscle and stuff, you know, they're even talking about, you know, taking the money muscle and putting them in
there. That's right. Well, why not? What were you talking about?
You know,
because you're kind of frying it. You're talking about frying up a muscle there.
Yeah. You know, you really can't do it this year because, I mean, you know, technically, you know, once you separate it, you're not supposed to cook it anymore. But, you know, I think next year we'll probably see some of that kind of stuff going on. I have a feeling we'll see them, you know, start doing it like a pork loin or something like that, too. You know, or tenderloin, you know, and be more of a grilling.
Exactly.
And
harvest
that out of there.
Boy, and that's just going to be, I tell you, I'm going to chime in on that right there. That's just terrible. I don't like that rule. You know what I mean? That whatever they got to do, whatever they think, but I don't like it because, you know, that's going to just, it's kind of like doing a chef's choice. So we might be doing tacos, we might be doing fish, we might be doing salmon, we might be doing rabbit. I don't have no idea. See, and right now we're all on the same playing field. When they change that, then all at once it kind of opens the door for anything you can get, anything you can get by the judges.
Well, and I agree with that. I mean, that's a lot of this that's going on, you know. The more that they keep doing that and more latitude that they give in this stuff, then, you know, the more, to me, it's going to take away from the sport. I mean,
it's just like the chicken changers, and it's a great idea, it's a great product. But we all know, you know, when we're sitting there doing this stuff, and, you know, and I've got a few things, because, you know, what I'm saying, I've got a, I'm a builder. So, I mean, I look at something, I'll go make something that makes it better. You know, and when they turn you loose, then, I mean, for long, like with chicken tank, we'll just stick it over there in the cold box and throw our thighs in it, and they're all going to come out the same. You know, if you're winning with them, I'm going to give me some. You know, and that's the way it is.
That's it. Take a break. I mean, we want to get some pointers from these other guys before we lose them.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple other callers in queue. Let's see. We've lost one and got him. Let's get Blake back in. We've lost a couple. I think his board's acting up a little bit. Let's hold on a second. Let's check it out. Let's make sure we get everybody back on that we lost. And I don't know. Sometimes we just got to go with the flow and make this thing happen, make it work. bear with me a sec. Okay, 904-673 Blake. That's you. You're back with us, brother. And 501-276, welcome to the show. Who have we got? All right, maybe we can get these guys back in. But back to, you know, that chicken device you're using, that Michael McDearman's using, you really like that, Lance.
I really do. You know, the other thing it does, too, is it kind of helps you get them formed a little bit, you know, and tighten them up a little bit, you know, especially prestation, because you got something that, you know, kind of gives it kind of a consistent, you know, mold to it. You know, and that's one of the things that we get hit on, that, you know, if you're inconsistent on your sizes, then, you know, some of them guys really hammer you on it.
Yeah, they do on six different sizes. You know, you want them pretty consistent.
And that crap, if you get a 7, you're done. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, when you play in a 7, when you're at the county fair, it don't make any difference. But when you're playing for the big deal, if you get a 7, you're done. It don't make any difference if it's in appearance or taste or texture. Yeah,
absolutely. I don't know as well.
Well, you know, and like I said, I'm gonna be using it next weekend in Vegas, so.
Good luck with that, man. I'm telling you, I know
I know y'all been. I've been watching, looking at you. I missed the date when you were supposed to go, and I've been watching every Sunday or Sunday night. I go on and I look and see what the Sam's Club tour is doing and stuff, and I keep looking. I think, where's Lance? You know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. We're waiting for Lance to go to Sam's Club in Las Vegas. He's gonna be going down to Viva Las Vegas. And he's going to do it Elvis style. He's going to TCB. He's going to take care of some business down there.
Yeah, I hope so. I pray.
We're pulling for you, Lance.
I need it.
I said, if you get to Bentonville, Arkansas, grilling and chilling will be standing there. You might not need my advice because you've earned it, but I'll be standing there. You'll have a cheerleading grab.
That's what I told everybody right now. I said if we advance the next round, I said we may not be to work on Monday. We might be a day late.
You're right.
We might not be up out of the parking lot.
Guys, I'm gonna try to get this other caller in queue right here. Let's welcome them to the show. See if we can get them queued in. 731-415. You're live with us. Who have we got?
You got the queen, baby.
Oh no way! We've got the queen in the house tonight. Welcome to the show, Cindy Webb of Power Report. What's happening?
Thank you. Just hanging out, listening to the show.
Okay. Well, I know we lost Keith a few minutes ago.
He's here with me.
All right. Wonderful. Can you give us a few pointers on some chicken tonight?
What are we looking for? Are we looking for starting? Are we looking for taste, texture?
We want it all. I'm telling you, we want it all. We want appearing. We want flavor. And we want tenderness. So we want it all. I mean, that's just typical for us to ask that kind of question. But give us the pointers on chicken.
You always want more than just that one bite-in flavor. You want multiple flavors to go through. That's without a doubt. That's your main thing.
You're exactly right. Absolutely.
You don't want just one flavor. You want to keep tasting
it. That's right. And
that's our
biggest
thing.
That's
what we go by.
Well, you're exactly right there. You know, and personally on chicken, on buy-through skin, you know, that was a big myth to me because I always cooked all my categories on one pit, one temperature, and just a matter of putting them on points, on place A or place B. And my chicken, I always thought it had to be charred or buy-through skin, meaning crispy. And that is just such, you know, the last chicken I cooked, it was buy-through skin all the way, I'm telling you. But it wasn't crispy at all, but it was fire. And I did inject. So I just made an old home remedy on the injection, and it worked out pretty good. So
that's right. Everybody's worked for them on their own.
That's right. That's my 2 cents. That's my 2 cents on the chicken. I mean, we all talk it. We all love it. We just don't know. We just don't know the very best way of presenting it.
What about sausage chicken? What do you guys back east use to sauce your chicken with?
Well, I really sauce mine pretty heavy now. And I do that at the final stage. And I'll glaze it. I'll glaze it first, and then I'll finish saucing it. And I put her on thick, too. You know, I don't hold back with the sauce on my chicken.
So you sauce before you turn in?
We
do not salt heavy before we turn in.
Well, see, that might be the pointer of the night.
Everybody's different.
That's right. They are. That's why we all get all these different opinions.
Yeah, we'll dunk our chicken in sauce and set it on the pit for about 10 minutes or so, just so it still has its sheen. We used to double dunk. We dunk again after it set, but it was too saucy. So now we'll just dunk it, put it on the pit for about 10 minutes, pull it off, and turn it in the box. You know?
All right. Yeah, that's
what
you know,
I kind of do.
So does anybody do a butter bath?
Yeah. I'll do a butter bath. Sure do. turns into a butter bass.
We do a butter bass.
I'll put butter on top of the chicken, then it melts and it turns into a butter bass.
Right. So you're panning. Are you? All right. Now I personally cook my chicken on the grate. On the right on the grate. I don't cook it. I don't pan it. I've tried panning it a time or two, and I've tried that muffin pan a time or two, and yeah, it makes pretty little puffs. But that's about as far as that goes in a muffin pan. I usually cook mine on the grate. I do, but. You know, chicken's just a topic that you can talk about forever, and there's so many different ways of doing it. It's all about execution, too. You definitely want to get some execution in there and know when to pull it and know when to set it up, let it sit, you know. And I believe resting is a big part of that chicken, too. It needs to rest a little bit. But nobody ever brings resting up, you know. I mean, just like... earlier we were talking about cooking whole loins. You know, if you cook a whole loin and cook it up to about 140 degrees, if you let it rest, it's going to climb 5 to 7 degrees. And then it'll be a good medium temperature. But if you cook it target temp, it's going to be overcooked.
So what do you bring your chicken up to and then let it rest?
My chicken? Well, yeah. On my chicken, I'm going to be honest. I usually do my chicken about 155, 160, somewhere in that neighborhood. You know, it really depends on the size of the chicken. I'm big on touch, you know, on feel. But usually, you know, your poultry target temp on poultry on chicken is about 165. Do y'all agree with that?
I agree. Yeah.
And if it goes any further than that, it's dry. If it's 170, you just hang her up, fat lady is sung, it is over, it's dry. And so I like to pull mine before. I want to pull mine about 160 anyhow. High 150s is when I pull mine, because if not, it's too done.
I don't set my chicken anymore. I've cooked it long enough, and we always cook at 275, that I've just took on a timeline anymore.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, I used to, you know, when we first started, yeah, we'd temp it. Now we've got the process down and done it and temp it anymore. So I don't know exactly where it's at exactly. So, you know, 160 range, something like that, I would say.
I never use thermometers at all. Never used temperature gauges, period. Never have. It was always by feel, and I never write anything down. We had a few discussions about target temps and writing down and going through. And, you know, each cook has different conditions, which is going to affect target times. So I never write anything down. I mean, the last thing I just don't do it. I just kind of cook by the seat of my pants, feel, the feel, the look, the taste. It's kind of how I do mine. And but Tim Seals' wife cleaned our plow in McKenzie on the chicken and all that, you know, and all the categories. And I let him use my thermometer because I wasn't using mine. I wasn't using my pen. I let him use mine. So I know better next time, Tim. If you're listening, you better bring your own, brother. I try to use a little bit, but I don't probe every one of them. If one of them's that going to be that kind of temp, the rest of them are going to be that kind of temp, because they're all side by side right there on the pit.
Sure. And I've been probing a little bit more this year too. Just since, you know, I said we've been running that goober on here, I'm running hotter, and so all my times have changed, and so I'm still trying to figure out, you know, my times, because, you know, last year that's all I cooked by was time. I was the same way. I didn't probe anything. And everything went well. And this year I'm starting to wonder.
My big meats I'll probe. And almost more, especially brisket, just to check tenderness, not really for temperature per se.
Right.
But pork butts I do for temp. And then ribs, it's more timeline. And then I'll, you know, kind of the tug test, and, you know, see if the bone's pulling away a little bit, and, you know, just
right,
a bunch
right.
of visual checks. I don't
right.
know how to temp ribs right now.
Yeah.
Chicken, it's always just been a timeline thing, you know?
Right. So congratulations on your third there in Somerville, Georgia, Jeremy. That was awesome. You know, actually, I had a friend. I'm on his emailing list. I believe it's Chatham Artillery.
Sure.
Chatham.
Sure.
Yeah, he sent me a he made a video, and actually sent it to me on the email, and you were in it. And you know, with all the other teams, he put some good sound to it and put it through. And I mean, it's really an awesome little video. All the cook teams. I thought, man, it was dynamite for him to do that. I mean, it was really nice. And there you were, right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that. I'll tell you what, man, that was a fun contest. There's a lot of incredible teams and you know, a lot of friends and just a ton of good cooks. So yeah, we were real happy landing at third and. 420Q got second, and then Old Plantation got the grand, and we were all within a point or so. So it was pretty close, you know.
Close competition, yeah. Well, you know, when you're dealing with that kind of caliber cooks, it's just hard. You know, you're not going to have a big point spread. I mean, it's going to be down into the thousands usually in first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and so on. And
yeah, I think
you know,
there was like 5/10 of a point between us and 420Q, and then there was 1.2 points between us and Old Plantation. And Mike with Old Plantation, man, he's just a consistent cook. He's an incredible cook. So so to be in that company, you know, we were really happy with the weekend. You know,
man, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about. And but you go and you have a good time. I mean, heck, if you finished, I mean, nobody wants to finish dead last, but if we do, we do. But we've had
right.
a good time. We had a good time up till we finished last. You know,
That's exactly right. We just got to go on and
do it again. That's just how it is, and that's how you know we've always. I know I've had that feeling before, and I know there's a lot of cooks that have. And you know, you just shake it off and go on and get ready for the next one.
That is exactly right. Everybody has those days.
That's right. And we're going to be cooking. Closer to Memphis in a couple of weeks down in Bolivar, Smoking on the Squares. That's actually going to be a TVA co-sanctioned event. So it's going to have two payouts on it. And, are we expecting, what, 50, 60, 70 teams? What's the projection here? I don't know if Goo's with us right now or not. Keith, do you have a
y'all put a TVA together closer to Chattanooga, Nashville side, boy, I'll be there in a heartbeat. I'd love to.
Well, you know what? We just get a few more members on that way and have a place to push off. We will do it, Jeremy. I mean, that's going to be a fact. We'll do it.
That would be a lot of fun. I need to go ahead and join up and support the cause because I love what you guys do.
Sure appreciate it. You know, it's just new and it's just a bunch of good old boys. We all love to cook and we're just trying to make something great happen, and you know it actually is. It's really coming into play, and I think you know the projection was the end of 2013, 2014 when we actually started this over a year ago, and we've just really worked it hard. But we're just going to make it happen. You know, we've got guys all over the state that's really supporting us and helping us, and willing to volunteer their time as well. You know, and that's what it takes. And we're just going to make it happen. It's going to be a good show, and
absolutely.
I think it's around for long. But yeah, we're going to have a great down in Bolivar. That's going to be our next one. I know we're going to have a state fair. We're going to co-sanction a state fair and a couple of city tournaments, and it's going to be fun. You know, it's just fun to participate and be involved in that kind of thing.
Absolutely. That's cool.
I don't know if we've lost Goob. He's been mighty quiet for a little while. That's not like our Goob to be quiet. And we've got, I know Keith Webb, Pirate Report, they're planning on making an appearance down in Bolivar. There's several teams going to be down there. Some Memphis MBN teams, I believe, going to roll in. It's not KCBS sanctioned. It's TVA sanctioned, so we're just looking forward to having a big time down there.
Well, they're more than making an appearance.
going to make an appearance?
Well,
I'm going to make an appearance. I don't know if I'll do any good, but I'm going to make an appearance.
We sure hope so.
Are you going to join us for that competition, Cindy?
I am not. I have to work that weekend, but we do have other PyReport members that are going to jump in and going to help out. So he will be there and hope all will be well.
Well, you know, we all try to help each other out when we're there at a competition. I mean, really, honestly, if one needs something and they don't have, and if somebody else has it, shoot, we give it, you know. And that usually, you know, that's just how it is. That's how it is. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Tennessee or Georgia or Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Colorado. You know, we're all in it to go have a good time. We'd love to hear our name called. We'd love to win it. But if we don't, we're having a good time. That's what it's about. Well, let's see. I've got a couple more callers in queue. Let's see if I can get these guys in because I do want to get everybody in. I want them to. If they call in, I want to get them in. That's for sure. We've got two callers in queue, and I'm going to have to work at that for a couple minutes to get that going. So, guys, I mean, we've all got quiet real quick.
I missed out. I was messing with my granddaughter here. Some of the family's around and stuff. I missed that. What about you? You were talking about the Bolivar Cook, I'm assuming.
We were. What's the projection on teams down in Bolivar?
50.
50
teams.
Okay.
This fall, when they without the TBA being involved, they had 36 teams. Which is it was 2 years ago was the NBN Cook,
right,
and then last
right.
year they did it by themselves. This year the TBA is going to go with them, and you know, and we're supporting each other. I mean, it's kind of it's like a trust system. We're going to support each other, and
but
we're looking. They had 36 in the fall without anybody, and I'm going to say I'm going to put it out right now. The TBA is going to be able to bring in 10 to 15 teams. So we're going to look at 50 teams. That's what we're shooting for.
Well,
what meats are y'all cooking there? Is it like a MBN kind of contest where you have?
No, it's not. It's going to be on the KCBS profile, and it will be a pork or ribs and chicken.
That's it. And it's paying really good money too. I mean, it's paying exceptional money for a.
It'd be a $100 entry fee to participate. $25 on the TBA side for a membership to be able to participate on it. So you're looking at a total of $125. We're looking at paying out $5,000.
Yep.
And what's the base on that?
It is the. Who am I talking to?
This is Jeremy Moyers.
This is Jeremy.
You can't come up here. Hell, I don't want you up here.
It's 20, come on, man.
I don't want your ass up here. The date on that one is the 26th, 27th. But like I said, I've got a bunch of teams. I cooked in Kennett this weekend, and we've got 3 or 4 teams that when I told them, I said, man, you know, it's not going to be but 100. If you're a TBA member, it's going to cost you $100 to cook. If you're not a TBA member, it's going to cost you $125, but you're going to get a year membership in the TBA. And I've got a little membership package made up and stuff. I mean, you're going to get a keychain. You're going to get a membership card. You're going to get, you know, a name badge and all that stuff with your number on. The key thing about right now, everybody needs to realize, when you're doing a TBA, we're going to be around for years to come. And these number cards, we've got 0000 in your number. So if you're, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's kind of nostalgic. It's got like a rifle or something. You know what I mean? Would you like to be in the first 100? Would you like to be in the first 1,000? Would you like to be in the first 5,000?
Right. We have projections. We have actually projections. You know, we have thousands of members projected in this in the next year or two. So we definitely want them in. We want you in as quick as you want to get in.
The numbers are the key thing. The badge that we've got going to do is going to have your number on it. It's going to be a TBA member, and your number on it. It may not have your name on it. We don't have as much money as you know, KCBS, stuff like that. But you will have your name and your number, and then when it shows up on the website, your number will be beside your name. And then you'll be able to do your team profile and everything on that, just like you do up there. But it's going to be awesome, Cook. I'm really excited.
We're just going to go have fun, you know.
Well, Chris Bell, you know, they know that this cook is good enough, and they've drawn enough attraction that they know that they need to try to get some help. And, you know, and the TBA is all about the backyard cook. It's not about sanctioning and trying to get some big events going on. We want to support the local communities and stuff and give them avenue. Their event, 35 teams last year, 36, 37, I can't remember exactly what they had involved. It was bigger than they could handle. And so the TBA wants to be able to build a support system to go in and be able to help with these local municipals, because barbecue cooking is getting more popular. Every time Pitmasters runs, every time DVQ runs, every time Barbecue Crawl runs, every time any of this, every time there's a chop, there's 1,000 or 100,000 people saying, I'd like to go barbecue. I'd like to see how they do that. I'd like to participate. And it's growing. You know, the TBA, we're trying to put that in place for we can be able to go in and help these people here in the state of Tennessee. And they're surrounding states. We're being able to put some kind of support system in behind them, saying, hey, we got 30 teams showing up. What do we do? We don't know how to score 30 teams. And we got 50 teams coming. How do we score that? What are we going to do? And that's what we're trying to do, is maybe help out. And, you know, and everybody else has done it. You know, the big barbecue states, Georgia and you know, Alabama and stuff like that, they've already got their systems put in place. Tennessee didn't have a system, and we're just trying to help out and do that.
That's right. We're not MBN, which we'll have some MBN cooks come into play.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll come there, you know. But it's not MBN. It'll be done on the KCBS profile.
That's right. Profile, flavor profile. And it's going to be three categories. No brisket involved. It's going to be chicken, ribs, and pork. So it's going to be a pretty nice cook. So you're actually going to have time. This is what I'm fired up about. You're going to have time.
I've been down there personally. I've been down there twice already with Mr. Chris Bell. And Chris, I hope you're listening tonight, because I'm giving you some duh out. And you wouldn't believe how they got it set up. Everything will be on blacktop. They've actually got the electricity run down the streets in private people's yards. I mean, so you pull up there and there's four plug-ins in this guy's yard. And you just park down on the street. You just pull in your own blacktop, level your stuff up, go up there, and then they run water line. Listen, they got it set up. When I went down there, when we first got in touch and talked to Chris, and he said, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you and see what's good. When I went down there, I thought, oh, I can't believe the city of Barber spent that much money for us, for the barbecue. And I'm not talking about TV, good Christ, I could imagine what it cost to run a half a mile of electricity and set the post and put all the GFIs and everything on the post for, you know.
But
you need to be there.
Bottom line, they want to have a good show. They want to put on a good show. They want everybody to come back, just like McKenzie. Last year we had a real good show. We had a great cook up till, you know, we had some discrepancies in the scoring. They just dropped the ball on scoring. So the teams that cooked last year in McKenzie, for them, they're offering them just come back with a entry. You know, it's an entry, automatic entry.
You can't do that, Chris. I mean, what can you say about that? I don't care how far, you know, some of our TBA brothers from Clarksville and stuff like that, they were a little disappointed. We had them all over West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee coming, and they were a little disappointed. Hey, they're going to make it up. They're going to give it to us free.
That's right. And, you know.
They're
going
to give us some money and pay us again.
But that's right. It's, you know, we've got a lot of community support, a lot of towns that are supporting us, and we're in turn supporting them and trying to do our best to bring more cooks to the competition. It's just, you know, it's just, we try to help each other. It's just old fashioned, real way. Let's help each other and make it happen. Now I did get another caller in queue. Let's see if I'm going to welcome them to the show. We've only got a few minutes left. But caller 415-9048, who have we got there?
Stormy.
Hey, Stormy. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm on my way to work.
On your way to work. Are you ready for a competition? You're due, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm due.
So, well, we sure are glad to have you with us tonight. I mean, we've had a house full, and we've just had all kinds of excitement going on. It's amazing how quick 2 hours can go by when we have a good conversation and have a lot of dynamite. We've got some dynamite callers and dynamite pitmasters in the house with us tonight. You just would not believe the talent, Stormy. And I'm bragging on every one of them because we have had talent from all over the country call in tonight, and I'm just honored to have them call in and be on the show and be part of the show. They're all just like, they are the show. We've got callers in queue from all over the country, from Pennsylvania to Colorado to Florida to Georgia to Texas. Where else have I missed? I mean, I'm trying to keep up, you know, and all the way to McKinsey, Tennessee. And these guys are just definitely barbecue superstars, and we're just having a big time tonight. And it's a shame that, and I would love for the show to be longer, but I just don't think we can get any more time out of them. But we have just had a dynamite show. What I'm going to do, have you got anything to add, Stormy? You've been listening. You've been queued in a few minutes. You've been listening. Do you have anything to add to the show tonight?
No. I've been sitting there listening. See what everybody's got to say.
Well, all right. I mean, we've really done well tonight. We're talking about the TBA barbecue there in Bolivar, Tennessee, Smoking on the Square, which TBA is helping them out, co-sanctioning, so to speak. It's going to be a real good show. That's a show you need to go to, Stormy. I mean, it's a huge payout, and it's a $100 entry fee. So something you better think about. It's April 26th and 7th. Am I right on the date?
Yeah, it's
last
weekend in April.
You're right on that, Chris. And I tell you, all the TBA members that we sign up down there, we're going to do something special with them. That night we'll have the TBA will have a get-together, you know, that night and stuff. We'll do a add-a-cook or something like that, and we'll all the TBA members will get together so we can all meet each other and shake hands. And, you know, it's going to be a big event. I can't explain to you enough that, you know, we're getting started. It's going to be a big event.
I believe Big B is coming down. Is Big B going to be there also?
Yeah. I think he is coming, yeah.
Well, good, good. You know, we've got a lot of guys from all over. We've got some members from Alabama and Missouri in the Tennessee Barbecue Association right now. And you never know when somebody's going to drop in, you know, because we've got some big-time cooks that love to cook, and they'll drive that extra mile just to come get to play. And we love that. I'm proud for them. I want them to come and join the fellowship and have a great showing and cook and us swap stories and swap food and just tell some tales. I mean, that's what it's all about. And like old Daryl Matt says, I need to get a hell yeah out of that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But we've got a couple minutes left of the show, everybody, and I'm going to give everybody a quick minute to, a quick few seconds to give them some Facebook information, .com information, real quick. Goob, I'm going to give you about 15 seconds, rock and roll, right now.
All right. I'd like to thank my sponsors, IGA, Lakeway, Paris, Tennessee, Milan Farms, Beefmaster Products, and don't forget the 4-H people and the Young Cattlemen Association. We're all doing good and we're all doing great. And don't definitely forget the TVA is my biggest sponsor.
That's right. Amen. Thank you for being on the show, Goob. Lance, you're queued in, brother.
This is Lance Moore with West Texas Pitmasters. I'd like to thank my sponsors real quick, too. Oak Ridge Barbecue, Big Ron's Rubs, Meat Rake, Grill Great, Texas Web and Graphics, 82's Barbecue, and you can find us at and God Energy Services out of Midland, Texas. You can find us on Facebook under West Texas Pitmasters.
Thank you, Lance. We appreciate you being on the show. Thank you very much. Jeremy, you're up.
All right. Well, I'm Jeremy Moyers. It's Moyers Competition Barbecue. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/MoyersBBQ. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Baxter's Wood Products, Baxter's Original. They're Michael Baxter here in down in Fitzgerald, Georgia, has some incredible wood products he's been hooking us up with. And so check them out on Facebook also, Baxter's Original and BaxterOriginal.com. So anyway, appreciate it and enjoy it.
Awesome, Jeremy. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate having you and all of us callers. Cindy, you're queued in next, girl.
Hey, we just want to say you can look us up on Keith Webb or on Facebook at Keith Webb or Pirate Pork. And we want to say a special thank you to our sponsor, Matt's Pub in Springville, Tennessee. We love what we do.
All right. Let's smoke roll there, TBA, girl. All right.
TBA.
All right. Blake, you're up next, man.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on. This is Blake at Jacksonville, Florida. Look me up on Facebook at Tortoise Q, just like the turtle. Shout out to my my one and favorite sponsor, my wife. And shout out to my y'all know what I'm talking about. And
we do.
Also a shout out to my buddy Gary Park, who has a G's Slow Smoked Barbecue. About 15 minutes from my house in Middleburg, Florida.
All right, Blake. Thank you so much for calling in. We're glad to have you with us, too. We appreciate it so much. And Stormy, we'll let you finish it up, man.
Stormy Crocker or Splitwood Cookers. You can find me on Facebook at Splitwood Cookers. And the only sponsor I got is me, myself, and I.
All right. Guys,
that's right.
Gals, I appreciate all each and every one of you calling in. We've had some awesome callers. We did have Chris from Zombie Barbecue. Roy Powell was in the house. I think we lost Roy a while ago. And we've got Ed Wings is called. We've had several callers, a lot of great callers tonight. And we sure appreciate each and every one of you. As always, we're going to kick the tire, light the fire, and let's smoke roll, brother. Y'all have a good night and look forward to you calling in again next Wednesday. Thank you so much for calling in.
TBA.
Good night, everybody. I do appreciate y'all all calling in. Thanks so much.
Good night.